In that 74 season, OSU had a running back by the name of Terry Miller.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he was great. I helped recruit him, believe it or not.
How'd that happen?
Well, they called me and said, he's sort of interested in radio and TV. Can we send him down? He was there on a recruiting deal, so he came down by himself. I showed him around Channel 4. He wanted to know why I was at OSU instead of OU. He kind of was knowledgeable. I don't know whether I have any influence one way or the other, but Terry turned out to be not a real good person. He had a little drug problem.
But when he ran, it was Miller power, wasn't it?
It was. He was a great runner.
He never went on to anything else, did he?
No, his personal life was not wonderful.
Meanwhile, Barry Switzer becomes coach of OU. OU wins back-to-back championships, 74 and 75. Steve Davis's quarterback averages 43 points a game.
See, all that, I was at OSU.
And OU was placed in probation for violation of rules regarding altering players' high school transcripts. OU was prohibited from playing in bowl games for 2 years. But being there at OSU and looking at all that had to be kind of an interesting scenario. Either I'm glad I wasn't there.
I had no feelings like that. I really didn't. I'm being honest. My wife went to OSU. She and I made great friends up there. And we just enjoyed ourselves, and we didn't worry about OU. Really, didn't at all.